everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Hogs reversed today, posting triple-digit losses in all contracts except front month July. This may be moving hog futures into a wild and volatile sideways trading pattern. Meanwhile, corn discounted the bearish implications of the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Report, with prices up a penny. The Dow Jones up 199 points today, with the Nasdaq up 17 points. In live cattle today, it's almost as if cattle markets were waiting to see what the grain prices were going to do on the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Report, as not much price movement was taking place. After the report, though, cattle futures began to exhibit a bit more strength, taking live cattle from losses to gains. However, price swings remain limited. Cattle trade, though, remaining untested, with bids and offers about $4 apart. This gap will narrow, but we'll have to wait till tomorrow to see. Bids in the South are running around $110 and asking prices at $114, while the North is showing bids at $180 with offers at $184. Box beef cutouts today lower, choice down 24 cents per hundredweight, with select down 3 cents per hundredweight. Some fair movement today with 90 total loads counted. Feeder cattle today carrying the torch but leading the cattle complex higher. However, gains have been confined to double digits, but this has kept the uptrend intact. New highs, though, have kept traders interested in being aggressive buyers of futures. Feeder cattle trade, though, in Oklahoma City jumping $3 over the last week, indicating that the seasonal rise in price is moving back on track. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today, with corn trade narrowly mixed in choppy trade, while soybean trade was flat to 2 cents higher. Meal was mixed, oil 5 to 15 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was flat to 3 cents lower with quiet pre-report action. The Kansas City-Chicago spread remaining near highs, while the warmer weather should allow harvest to progress and move to the home stretch, while Europe draws closer and the Black Sea continuing to see some mixed yields. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.